Bonjour, welcome back to the history of German dance. This is a Native American perspective on the history of German dance and a little bit on etiquette and things that you will see at a powwow. So this is with a little bit to help you better understand etiquette and what you're going to see so it won't be so overwhelming. But drums... and the etiquette and protocols to approaching a drum, being around the drum. Dancers and their regalia, a little bit of the do's and don'ts. So brief overview of the drums is, you know, be respectful. When you see people rise and take off their hats, please do the same. Those are special songs. You're going to see grand entries. And also at contest powwows, you'll see judges. So make way for the judges when they come. And then you'll also see dancers. Make sure that you ask before you take pictures or anything like that. Also, if you're recording with cameras or camcorders, please be respectful. Ask. Not all things, they will let you know that not all things can be recorded or taped. So please ask. Also, here on the Leech Lake Reservation, they have several powwows throughout the year. They have in April they'll have the Leech Lake Tribal College powwow, and that's usually the start of the powwow season. It's still an indoor event, and then they switch to the outdoor events. Usually it does start with the memorial powwow. Again, these powwows they'll come together as these social events. So once again, this is a memorial powwow honoring our fallen comrades and people that have passed on. And if you go to these events, just be respectful. Then that's usually held in the Cass Lake area. And then we have another one that comes up soon after that in June, which is the Wawa Yegamog, the Round Lake or S Lake powwow. 2013 will be their 9th annual, I do believe. And then at the 4th of July traditional powwow after that. Again, it's that event as the memorial one is held in Cass Lake. And then you got the Miigwech Manoomin Days. I believe it's be their 50th annual powwow, and that's held in July. And also the Onigam powwow, which is, I do believe it's their 15th annual traditional powwow, and that's held out in Onigam up by Walker, Minnesota. And then you got the Chacha Bonning. I do believe this year will be the 32nd, for 2013 will be the 32nd traditional powwow. And then it comes back to Cass Lake again for their Labor Day contest powwow. That is usually a contest powwow. And also after that one, they got the Battle Point powwow, which is about their 16th traditional powwow, held out in Sugar Point, Minnesota. So these events will be coming on up this year. If you need more information, there usually is a contact person, which is usually LaVon Thompson. You can get a hold of her. She's the powwow event coordinator. You can contact the Leech Lake Indian Gaming, and they'll give you that number. So yeah, please come on out, enjoy these events. You know that at First Memorial Pavo is usually a big one. That starts off the year. You know, you get to you come on out to these powwows, and you see everybody pulling on in. They'll usually start pulling in on Wednesday, Thursday. Vendors will set up their equipment, set up their stands, start getting everything ready. You can come on out, enjoy those events. Come talk to the vendors. You know, they'll tell you about what they got, what's going on. They'll also tell you. Usually it's the vendors with crafts that'll come on in first, and then the other ones that are coming on in with their campers that are outfitted to make food for you will come on in, and they'll set on up, and they'll be putting up their menus, what they're going to be having for the weekend. Come on in and get first dibs at what they're going to be providing for you. So that in itself is an event. It's when everybody starts to gather and come together. So once again, that starts out with a memorial powwow, and then it switches on over to the Wawayegamog. Wawayegamog is Round Lake, also the S Lake traditional powwow. They're one and the same. You can go on out and enjoy that powwow, which is out by S Lake, up Highway 46, I do believe, off of Highway 2. Go on up by the White Oak Casino and go north of there. Definitely run into that. That's also where the Cha-Cha Bonnet one is. Go up that road. Then the 4th of July powwow. That is another big event. Come on out and enjoy that one. They do have parking available at all these places. They also have camping available. So if you want to come on out, these powwow committees usually provide firewood for you. All you have to do is go out and go grab it and bring it to your camps. And they also usually have a feast that's provided for you Saturday afternoon and Sunday. This is usually a free event. Come on out, enjoy. Participate and come and socialize at that point in time. That's usually a time where everybody is resting up from the day's events, and they get to go and visit each other and go to each other's camps and catch up on old times. This is also an event in itself. Get to see everybody get, you know, take off their outfit, their regalia, and cool down for the day or from the hot activities during the afternoon. You know, some powwows, you go out to their events, sometimes they won't even start till the afternoon because the daytime is way too hot to come on out and dance. Also, if you're a dancer, singer, please keep hydrated so that the events will run smoothly. And yeah, just come on out and enjoy. You're going to have a great time. Once again, those are the events that come on through the Leech Lake Reservation and the times of the year. So if you need to find out an event when it's happening in the area, please feel free to contact. There's also different contacts like powwow.com. They'll have calendars for you. So yeah, this is History of Gym and Dance. Come back again next week and we'll give you some more information on some of these powwows. Miigwech.